Well, we're back to conversations with guests in our studio instead of Pledge Drive, and that is making everybody really happy. Joining us in the studio this morning, Hatim, pronounce your last name for me so I don't mangle it.
Kadri.
Okay, so that's Hadim Kadri. Mm-hmm. And you are with the Islamic, you're putting on Islamic Awareness Week. You're with the Muslim Student Association.
Yep.
Tell us about, you've got a whole week of really wonderful events. Now, is this something that you folks do every year?
This is something we do yearly. We normally do it at the end of the year. However, this year, we decided to do it a little bit earlier. Being that it's been a touchy subject lately, we figure we get out and get awareness and just try to show people who we truly are.
Do you think that either students on campus, small picture, or communities at large, big picture, are aware? I guess I'm thinking about this Easter bombing and how so many Muslims were killed.
In Pakistan?
Yes, yes. And how many Muslims were killed. And I'm wondering, are people really aware that how many Muslims that ISIS is killing?
You know, I'd like to think that people are aware, but clearly we need to live in a more black and white world and not live in this gray mentality, where I do think that people aren't as aware or don't know what's going on. Because the day before the attack that happened in Belarus, it was like people died and everyone's giving it awareness. However, the next few days it was Pakistan, Turkey, Africa, and we didn't see much of that on social media as far as hashtags go. So I do think there is some progress to be, but I also think that's American media as well. And I can't blame my American friends here for not understanding that.
Well, if that's perhaps something that's part of the whole Awareness Week, and that's the need for the Awareness Week. So let's talk about some of the things that you've got going on. You've got, kind of fun and interesting topics. Starting out with this past Monday, Islamic art and culture.
Right. So we had a professional calligraphist actually send us all of his work, and then we had that running on a PowerPoint. We had a tapestry straight from Pakistan, I believe, and then a few prayer rugs from different places of the world. And it's been really easy because with all of our Muslim Student Association members from Nigeria to Somalia, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Somalia, Oromia, the list can go on. Turkey, I mean, it's just great with all the help that we have with the variety of options that we have to choose from, especially for the arts and culture that was on Monday. And then would you like me to go through the week or?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of interested. I guess I'm looking at these activities and I'm thinking, you know, oh, art. I mean, everybody loves art. And that's kind of a way for people to connect. Mm-hmm. Because anybody, even if you don't know anything about art, you can look at a PowerPoint and say, I like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but
absolutely,
I like it. And the ability to, you know, to drop an email home or send a message home and say, hey, run, get a snapshot of, you know, thus and such, or to be able to find, you know, have access to all of these things that you can show people immediately. So then on Tuesday, it's Tuesday already.
Today is Tuesday.
Henna hand painting.
Yes. So that is more for the females. Mm-hmm. Because that's the custom in Islam. However, we do not discriminate. So if the males will want some today, we will gladly do that. And then we have trivia questions along with that. So,
oh, fun!
So to get the henna, we have, I think, 20 questions. And you just need to get one right. And even if you get one wrong, we'll still let you have it. But
oh,
we
nice.
Just, yeah, they're simple facts, super, super easy to get. And super, super numbers oriented. For example, how many months are in the Islamic calendar? Pick between 10, 12, and 14. And I'll let you go around with that one. Which one do you think
it is? I was going to have you ask me a question. You had to ask me one with numbers in it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 14.
So it's 12. Just the lunar calendar has 12 months.
Okay.
So simple questions like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Can you throw me one more?
Let's go for it.
All right. One more. I'm going to get it.
Okay. Here's one that we thought would stump some people. In Islam, the same word for God is Allah. And the exact question we have is, did God have any offsprings? We said, did he have a daughter in Islam, a son, or no sons or daughters?
No sons or daughters.
Yes.
Yes, I got one right.
Yes. That's exactly what we have.
So the henna hand painting is just kind of for fun. Is this just, it's kind of fun and then you accidentally learn something?
Yeah. It's more, if anything, it's more arts and custom based. It has less affiliation with Islam than anything. I mean, anyone could do henna hand painting.
Well, and I think that my cousin's daughter, who just married a gentleman, I want to say from India, and they did the henna painting and stuff, and that was wonderful.
It's just custom.
So Wednesday, ask a Muslim.
Ask a Muslim anything. I mean, really, that's just one where we made a big poster that says ask a Muslim anything, and we're trying to get people out there asking any sort of question. I mean, the range is immense. You could ask a very basic question to, I have never learned anything about religion my whole entire life. What is Islam? To anything related to anything that's in the media. We don't take any questions as being rude. We just want people to be open and honest and willing to learn a little bit.
So how does that feel to you as a person?
I mean, the fact that some questions I may get be a little heated.
They might be heated. They might come with an agenda. But the idea that you have to is maybe not the right term, but that you have to stand there and explain yourself other people.
In one way, I mean, in this time frame, we cannot look at things as negative. We always have to think positive at this point in time as a Muslim in America. So any question that someone's answering, all I have to do is be kind, open, and honest and give them my best answer and not try to offend them. I'm representing myself, and in their eyes, I'm representing, to some people, the whole religion. So really, all you can really do is just be kind and honest.
Is that too much a burden to expect people to bear?
In one way, I do think about it. Like, I should not have to sit there and stand whatever I'm saying. I don't have to prove anyone else wrong. But in another way, where we are right now, I do feel like I want to stand up for what I believe in.
So you don't have the sense that, you know, oh man, I just stubbed my toe and I'd like to say a whole bunch of colorful words. And yet I am representing, you know, I've kind of got to be this persona. Mm-hmm. I am representing, you know, not only myself, but my whole ethnicity and my faith community.
Right.
And, and so,
in one way, I love it. I really do love it. It gives me a chance to express myself and let people get to know me a little better.
Well, that is very cool.
Yeah.
So it's hijab day tomorrow.
Yes.
And guys get hats.
So the hat, in my language, a hat is just called a topi.
Okay.
And it's something that a Muslim male would wear while praying, as similar to a hijab. Some women don't wear a hijab, and they will wear one, the headpiece, the veil.
Mm-hmm.
They'll wear one while they pray. So last few years, we've done just hijab, and then we set up a photo shoot, and people can take pictures. However, this year, we realized that maybe we should try to get the males a little bit more involved. So we bought these Islamic hats that we wear for males and these hijabs for women. And it's just, in a way, I think we got this from Ryan Goey, professor here at the communications department. He does a stereotype activity where wear something of a different stereotype and wear it around school and see how it feels. So we're giving people the opportunity to feel like a Muslim or understand what it's like. And maybe there's positive reactions, maybe there's negative reactions, but maybe people have culture shock. We have no idea. We're just trying to show people what it's like to be in the beautiful culture of Islam wearing a hijab or a kufi, which is what they would also call the hat in another language.
So this is an opportunity for people to go out and look different.
Absolutely.
Than their friends and whatever expect, and maybe than anybody else in their class or anybody else in the cafeteria where they are or in the library at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, in Ryan Goey's class, I don't think I'm going to quote this properly, but he says the most beautiful quote, and it's like, if we were able to switch our bodies from one skin tone to another, that would be the most beautiful thing in the world.
To really be able to inhabit someone else's skin in that sense.
Absolutely.
And yet, when it gets right down to where the rubber meets the road, you need to meet another person heart to heart.
Absolutely.
Soul to soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. So then, of course, we get to the good part as far as I'm concerned, which is food always, because I'm, you know, very treat motivated. A Taste of Ramadan on Friday. And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so first of all, Friday is like our Sunday for, if I had to relate it to Christianity. Friday is Jummah prayer. Normally in other Muslim countries, we'd get this hour off to pray, and then some people would go resume work. And Ramadan is our holy month where we fast for 30 days, and we can only eat once the sun has set until the sun goes up. Aside from that, we're fasting, no food or water while the sun is out. So during that small time we're allowed to eat, there's a lot of different ethnic foods that we eat as far as, so this, we're making food from Pakistan. We have different drinks from different places. We have mango juice. We're making primarily sambusas or samosas, whichever culture you'd like to call them, filled with beef and potatoes, which is just a pastry with these foods in them. So we just have a lot of different food for this year. We'll be cooking it all Thursday night. So it will be fresh in the morning after we re-put it in the oven, and it should be a really good time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, did I understand from my friend correctly, that means no coffee either?
Yes.
Throughout the day?
Yes, no coffee.
Seem to remember a lot of whining from him on social media.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get a hard time about that myself. So is there a website where that we can link to on our page when we post this story on our page? Is there a website that we can link to where folks can see a list of the activities and find out how to take part if they'd like to?
We have a Muslim Student Association Facebook page.
Okay.
And on that Facebook page, we have our poster that we've been sending around that says Islamic Awareness Week. And on the bottom, it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Great.
Has all the activities there. It was a beautiful poster made by the MPERG on campus, also located in the Multicultural Center.
Fantastic. So we'll get a link set up so folks can find out what is going on. And wow, what a great week of activities. And what a wonderful opportunity for folks to meet people heart to heart a little bit. Thank you so much, Hateen, for coming in this morning.
No
it was
problem.
Great to have you here as our guest. The Muslim Student Association's got a great week of events going on for Islamic Awareness Week all this week. And as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up on our webpage so it'll be easy for folks to find out about activities that are coming up.